Hi, this is volume two in my series, Shorties, Everything Under 5 Minutes. Today I'm going to talk about the filibuster and what the Democrats are lying to you with regard to it, their doublespeak. So we've been hearing a lot about the filibuster. Lately, the Democrats have told us it's racist, something from a bygone era. I heard Barack Obama say it was a resurrection of Jim Crow laws. Now, the filibuster was first used in 1841. That was long before the Civil War and any Jim Crow laws became a thing. And finally, they're telling us the filibuster has been abused, a delaying tactic, obstructionism by Republicans, we're supposed to believe. So here are the facts. I'm going to define two words from the U.S. Senate glossary. All right. Filibuster. Quote, informal term for any attempt to block or delay Senate action on a bill or other matter by debating it at length, by offering numerous procedural motions, or by any other delaying or obstructive actions, end quote. Okay, closely associated with the filibuster is something called cloture. Again, from the Senate glossary, quote, the only procedure by which the Senate can vote to place a time limit on consideration of a bill or other matter and thereby overcome a filibuster. Under the cloture rule, Rule 22, the Senate may limit consideration of a pending matter to 30 additional hours, but only by a vote of 3/5 of the full Senate, normally 60 votes. So, what do we have? The filibuster is a procedural move by the minority party in the Senate to block a vote because they're unhappy with legislation and they don't have enough votes to block it. So, it's used by the minority party. There's no need for the majority party to filibuster. They have the votes. All you need is 51. Cloture, therefore, is an attempt by the majority party to break the filibuster of the minority party, thereby allowing the contested legislation or matter to come to the floor for a vote. But you don't do it with your simple majority now. You need 3/5 of the Senate, which is 60 of 100 members, to have cloture, break the filibuster. Therefore, favors the minority filibustering party, because it's hard to get 60 votes, since the majority party would only on a rare occasion have a 60-member majority. Normally, it's somewhere in the 50s. If you get mid-50s, you're happy. So you're going to need somebody from the other side, from the opposition party, to join, or you're not going to get cloture, and the filibuster is going to succeed. So in the face of the Democrats charging that the use of the filibuster is racist, Jim Crow tactic, obstructionism, it's important to understand that the Republicans gained a Senate majority in the 2014 midterm elections as the voters tired of the Obama agenda, and they basically handed the Senate back to the Republicans, which they had had back in Bush's time. The Republicans held that majority through the Trump tenure until the Democrats regained the majority on January 6, 2021, via the two Senate runoff elections in Georgia. So, why did the Democrats now find fault? Who was using this filibuster? Given the functionality of it, it's used by the minority party. Who the heck was using it for the past 6 years? Not the Republicans. They were in the majority. So now that the Democrats have a little bit of power, they're not happy. They want it all. They don't want to be filibustered. They don't want to be blocked. And so now, hey, let's get rid of the filibuster. It's racist. It's Jim Crow. It's obstructionist. It's being abused by the Republicans. You're being lied to. All right. Thanks for listening. See you next time.